Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Many things happen over the course of a day that can easily aggravate a person and disturb his peace of mind. Without emunah, the aggravation can slowly build up until the person is ready to explode. But if someone has emunah, each one of them slides right off. He understands what happened was me'et Hashem, and there's a reason, and it's good. And this way, his mind is always at ease. Sometimes, all we need is a little reminder to be able to put things in the right perspective and view them through the lenses of emunah. And when we get those reminders, all of a sudden everything changes. And what we thought was so terrible is no longer such a big deal. A woman who we'll call Sarah sent me an email describing such an experience. She runs a business from the house, but her income has declined over the past few years. When she's not working, she invests a lot of time into matchmaking. Most of the people who she tries to help appreciate her efforts, and some send thank you cards, and some send money. Being that as of late she could use the money, she appreciates when it comes even more. But it's not always so simple. One time she worked very hard in a shiduch, but in the end it didn't work out. The boy's side really valued all the time she put in, especially since she has dealt with them before. So she wasn't surprised when she got a card from the boy's mother. She opened up the envelope expecting to see a check, but all that was written inside was, "Thank you so much for your kindness." She texted the woman, "Thank you for the card," while wondering what happened to the check. "You're very welcome," the woman texted. "Just a little something." Oh, there was a little something inside, she thought. So she texted back, "Was there something inside?" And the woman replied, "Yes, a check for $100. "Oh, wow, thank you. I didn't see it," Sarah wrote. "Oh, sorry, I guess I'll resend it," the woman wrote back. Sarah felt silly begging for the token of thanks, but every dollar would help. Unfortunately for Sarah, it's been over a year now, and the check still hasn't arrived. On a different occasion, another woman who she tried to help left her a beautiful Mishloach Manot on Purim with a vase and her initial on it. Sarah was very touched, and when she texted to tell the woman how much she appreciated the gift, the woman mentioned that she didn't leave the envelope because nobody was home. "I'll have to come by another day and drop it off," she texted. Every time Sarah saw her after that, the woman would always mention that she has to get her that envelope, but it still hasn't arrived. Recently, Sarah suggested a shiduch, and Baruch Hashem, the couple got engaged. Because of some mishap in the later stages of the shiduch, Sarah was dropped and no longer in contact with the people. When she found out the good news that the couple became engaged, she didn't feel the high that she usually feels after making a match. She couldn't even reach the people to tell them Mazal Tov. She felt totally out of the loop. And she told her younger daughter, "It just doesn't feel right. The last time I made a shiduch, there was such joy in our house. All the children went out to buy me a new CD to celebrate. You know, Mommy, my daughter replied, "I think that you are so special that Hashem is saying you could handle the feeling of not being appreciated when you complete a shiduch. You're on a high level. You don't need appreciation for your actions." "It was just what I needed to hear," Sarah said. "I felt so validated. I understood that this wasn't random. There's a reason for everything, and Hashem is always behind it." And then she thought about the money and said, "When I need to have money, I'll get it one way or another. Hashem gives everyone what's coming to them. He has many ways of doing it. And when I need to feel good about completing a shiduch, Hashem will allow me to have those feelings as well. And when Hashem decides I don't need something, then I won't get it, and that's good also." A week later, she was happy to receive two envelopes. But she was even happier to be able to view her situation from the right perspective. Her daughter gave her a little emunah reminder, and suddenly everything changed. Emunah is very powerful. We all have it inside of us. We just need help bringing it out. Have a great day.